the flight of the mockingbirds. It is a mistake to accept the way the world is, to adopt the world that we are born into, to assume that it is correct and that it is moving in the right direction. The people with answers are the philosophers, not those who are nearest to us. Socrates, who was born in 470 BC, already tried to fight for your right to wisdom. He was murdered for it. He wanted you to question everything. The others were only ever interested in burning books so that you could never get the full picture. Our leaders are often false. They could simply afford the election carousels or the ladders. And false leaders live by simple rules. Don't get caught and do nothing. The world is in the grasp of uneducation, lack of shared culture and values. And that makes it no place for false leaders, as they are easily, far too easily, pulled into war. Those in authority, when pressed by war or tragedy that could have been easily avoided, will simply resign by saying, "How was I supposed to know?" There will be no one to blame, and no one to tell you where to go next. Just corruption and rubble. The truth is, you should be in charge of you, because this is your precious life. This life does not belong to the military recruiter or the lying politician. It belongs to you. And it is your responsibility to figure out what life really, really is, and not wait to be told what it is. You have to learn from clear thinkers who have reached great heights, and make their highest of heights your starting point. You should never start at zero, as here humanity repeats the same old paths, along with the same old mistakes. You must absolutely rise above the same old mistakes, and above borders, and even above humanity itself. Above all, as hard to accept as it may be, you are a creature of the universe. Your humanity comes second to your more universal nature. You are a creature of the stars, chemically bound to a tiny blue dot that orbits one. All of this, political manipulations, ineffective education, all forms of indoctrination, all bring you to the same point. Get to the library and listen and re-listen all the narrated books written by clear-thinking great beings. Inherit the wisdom that is owed to you. Find the height that fits you best. Inherit the culture of great beings and become the authentic teachers and leaders that the world needs.